Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cordero moves to third. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Cordero scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a pop-up towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ochoa for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a line drive towards third. Gates reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ochoa throws the ball into Mears, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gates. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Caruso applying the tag. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Mike Trombley now pitching. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to home to get Ventura. Cordero moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Cordero scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ochoa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordero strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron who is chasing the ball. Mears reaches third base with a triple. Matt Karchner now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.